AP Update, I'm Rita Foley. Next hour, Wall Street opens for business. Stock prices fell about 1.5% yesterday, but the big news was the hours-long trading glitch. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
About half the trading day was lost to a computer glitch, but traders did their best to shrug it off.
It's just a glitch.
Alan Valdez, DME Securities, pointed out stocks were still available at other exchanges.
Years ago, when I first started here, if we had a glitch like this, we would have been closed down. But now, it just doesn't miss a beat.
The shutdown looked scary, coming on the heels of a glitch that grounded United Airlines for a couple of hours and one that bedeviled the Wall Street Journal. But Homeland Security and the FBI said it wasn't a security or criminal issue. The exchange said it was an internal problem. Other than that, it didn't say much. Warren Levinson at the New York Stock Exchange.
A former FBI cybersecurity expert agrees that yesterday's technical troubles were merely that, coincidental, unrelated technical problems. AP Update, I'm Rita Foley.